Hey teachers, if you're tired of not knowing how to create your lessons that reach EL newcomers in your classroom in a way that your content is actually accessible to them, and you no longer want to be limited by the constant push to move your ELs forward without concrete understanding behind why simple accommodations in your already existing lessons make all the difference for the newcomers, I have something exciting to share with you. I have compiled every masterclass I have ever recorded on how to teach and reach English learners in a regular education classroom. I am talking strategies, how-tos, and ready-made resources, and have created a digital masterclass library called Light the Way to EL Teaching Success, where you can get instant access to 10 practical and actionable videos, 8 done-for-you lessons, and 1 professional development certificate for 3 hours of your time. If you are looking for practical PD that you can do on your own time and gain all the knowledge you need about teaching English learners from the comfort of your home, Light the Way to EL Teaching Success Digital Masterclass Library is for you. To learn more and to join, click the link in the show notes, and I cannot wait to see you inside. You're listening to episode 111 of the ESL Teaching Podcast. I don't know about you, but every year around April, I feel like my energy is drained, I can no longer focus, and the feeling of inadequacy begins to creep in. It seems like we have taught as much as we could, the students have absorbed as much as they could, and we all are just counting the days until that summer break when we all can recharge and look at things from a different perspective. But we have to somehow get through those last weeks of school, and in today's episode, I wanted to share some of the hacks that I use to A, feel like I'm still making a difference in my teaching and student learning, and B, what I do to not lose my own sanity in the process. Are you ready? Let's get to the episode. Hello and welcome to the ESL Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Yeva Grossless, otherwise known as Simply Yeva, and I am so thankful that you tuned in. I'm looking forward to sharing both my knowledge and experience on this podcast, as well as that of my fellow teachers. Hello, hello, everyone. Each school year has its seasons, as we know it. The excitement and determination of the beginning of the school year. For example, this year I am for sure going to do XYZ. The mid-year reality check. What has worked so far and what can I tweak? And of course, the last quarter, pick me up from the floor, please, phase, when the students are getting antsy and less focused, when the warmer weather beckons you to get outside, especially if you live in the cold and long winter climate, and when the promised summer break is just around the corner. Those last weeks can certainly be hard, but I have compiled a few hacks that I have used in the past and the ones that help me through with a reasonable amount of sanity. And I'd like to share them with you in this podcast episode. So let's get started. Hack number one is review, review, review. You have taught a lot this year, and now, let's face it, the ability to retain new information declines significantly towards the end of the year. Therefore, instead of creating new lessons with new material, think about how you can incorporate review into your lessons, how you can have the students look back at what they have already learned, retrieve that information, and apply it in new contexts. For example, this year I have taught a lot of vocabulary to my students. Every English learner, from newcomer to advanced, benefits from vocabulary instruction, and quite honestly, it was their request as well. They kept asking me, when are we going to have more vocabulary? I need to know more words to be able to write better, to speak better, and to understand better. We have learned content area vocabulary mostly specific to their humanities and science units, have done tons of activities from vocabulary choice boards to parts of speech sorting to playing games like Hangman and Wheel of Names to incorporating AI into our lessons and so on and on. When I look back, we did a lot of work. Now, I wonder if my students remember the words that we learned at the beginning of the school year, especially if they don't use them that much. Maybe they do if they encounter them in content classes, but others, like I said, they might not. So reviewing what I've taught, and namely vocabulary, for me, it could be something else for you, is going to be my primary focus through the rest of the school year. I have made a list of activities that I can use for that and will likely ask them to create their own quizzes. When I did that earlier this year, the students were very excited about the challenge. First, it will be less work on me, and second, the students will have a chance to pull from the information they already know and see how much they have learned. Hack number two, keep your students moving. Yes, older ones too. Now, as an EL teacher, you likely have a setup slightly different than a regular education teacher. That means, you know, you possibly have fewer students or mixed proficiency levels, or maybe you go into the classrooms to help your ELs. Whatever your situation, the desire to move only gets greater as the school year is winding down. As the weather gets warmer and the prospect of long summer days nears, we all get a little restless. I have noticed that students, especially first thing in the morning or at the end of the day, have a hard time settling after transitioning into the class. So here are some of the things you can do to keep the class going. Some simple ways to keep them moving can be taking movement breaks every 15 to 20 minutes. I know a lot of elementary schools already incorporate this into their routines, but it might not come as natural for you if you work with older students. Sending a student on an errand to another classroom or to pick up something you printed or to check out a book or something like that could be a movement break. You can even do a little bit more involved movement break if you collaborate with your other teachers. The students can do a speaking tour. They can walk around the building and talk to the teachers about what they're learning or sharing their interests and so on. If the weather is nice, take it outside. My middle and high schoolers like to just go outside and sit on the grass while we have a conversation or read. A lesson outside lends itself to language development. For example, you can have an outdoor gallery walk or simply have students notice and describe what is around them using descriptive adjectives. An activity that a few years ago one of my fellow teachers shared is a Japanese practice called Shinrin-yoku. It's kind of like a mindfulness practice, and you can incorporate language learning into it as well. According to Oprah.com, Shinrin-yoku was developed in Japan in the 1980s, and it requires participants to deliberately engage with nature using all five senses. Portions of the walks are often done in silence and cell phone use is discouraged. Again, this is more for those of you who work with older students. If you have a trail nearby your school, this mindfulness activity can be tapped into for simply recharging before class. It can take up a portion or be the entire class. I will link more information about this practice in the show notes so you can check it out and see how you can adapt it to your teaching during this time of year. Hack number three is take a professional development day. Yes, I said it. Funny enough, getting out of the building and into another building, but one without students and with presenters, does something beneficial to your brain. Whenever I feel flatlined, so to speak, I know I need a kick to get me started again with ideas and energy. Going to a conference or attending a workshop will definitely get those creative juices flowing. Not to mention, it will provide validation to you because you are likely already implementing some of the things they teach you about in the workshops, and that's what happens to me quite frequently and happened even last week. I went to a workshop. It was fantastic, and I came back and I feel like I have a new energy to continue to implement what I learned. So the change of location and pace and becoming a student for a day will certainly help you come up with more creative ways on how you can finish those last weeks of school strong. Hack number four, start taking inventory. As we know, the end of the school year can be hectic between field trips, award ceremonies, and other planned or even unplanned events. I have left all packing and inventory for the last day of school in the past, and I do not recommend that. It results in rushing and shoving things away or misplacing them, and it is a mess to sort out when you come back in the fall, especially if you change rooms, which, as an EL teacher, I know I am among the first people to be relocated if something comes up. Whenever you have a moment, when the students are busy or on a field trip, start organizing your papers little by little, the test scores, worksheets, books, folders, and see what has to stay and what has to go. You can also involve students, if they're in the classroom, in helping you take down classroom decor, pack up the books, or sort through non-sensitive papers such as old used worksheets. This is a good time to see if you can begin organizing your digital files as well, especially if you've saved them in random places and have a hard time finding them when you need them. And hack number 5 is keep yourself centered and calm. I know it is easier said than done, but you are the leader and the guide to which your students look up in the classroom. They feel when you are not fully there, when you are short-tempered and angry, when you are tired and uneasy. Their behavior is reflected in how you show up too. And this is not to criticize, because I personally have experienced that myself. And upon reflection, I realize whenever I'm not there for myself, my students are also not as receptive to what I have to share with them. I am a fan of a morning ritual and try to stick to it as much as I can. Meditation, exercise, shower, good breakfast, an inspiring podcast on the way to work. It keeps me grounded, and especially meditation puts me in a good place in my mind so I can come to work ready to serve and tackle anything that comes up from a place of calm. If you are not any ritual personal or a morning personal or morning ritual personal person, find something that allows you to take care of yourself mentally and physically. And I'm going to say it, if you feel like you can't anymore, take a day off. Personal days are there for a reason. And when you take a day off to remove yourself from the situations that cause you stress and make you tired, and when you recharge, you will be a better teacher for your students and will like yourself more. That is what will get you through the end of the school year with sanity. And that is all for today. These are my simple hacks to keep sanity through the end of the school year, which, no matter which way you look at it, is always fast-paced and full of both expected and unexpected events. So here are my 5 hacks again. The first one, don't try to teach anything new. Rather, do review lessons so students solidify what they have learned over the course of the year. Number 2, incorporate movement. Yes, for older students too. This will help everyone center back into the mental space of learning. Number 3, take a professional development day. Switching from being a teacher to being a student is the perfect antidote to stagnation of the mind. 4, start taking inventory. Don't wait for the last day. And 5, keep yourself centered and calm. I will link some resources and previous podcast episodes in the show notes. They will help you plan your lessons through the end of the school year, as well as stay centered and give you some ideas. I hope you found this episode useful. And as always, let me know your thoughts. What resonated with you? What do you do to get through those last weeks of school? Send me a message on Instagram and let's chat. Thank you for listening, and until next time. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, be sure to do 2 things. First, make sure to subscribe to the ESL Teaching Podcast so you don't miss an episode. And second, leave a positive review wherever you listen, on iTunes, Spotify, or any other platform. Positive reviews will improve the chances of this podcast to be discovered in the feed and help our fellow ESL, ELL teachers. And of course, there's a 3rd thing. If you aren't following me on social media yet, come join me on Instagram at Simply Yeva ESL, Facebook Simply Yeva, or connect with me on my website, simplyyeva.com. Thanks again, and until next time.